Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever worked so long and hard for nothing? Peter today in our text sure knows what that's like. He had toiled all night fishing for fish, caught nothing. The saints this afternoon will also know what that is like, toiling so hard and so long for nothing. There are moments in life where we do things just because there's no purpose. It's fun. It's just fun. There's no purpose at all, like watching a football game or going fishing. Sometimes I get to throw my daughters up in the air and then I catch them, or I throw them up and they land on the couch. Don't tell Gretchen. Lots of fun. No purpose. To them, it's fun. It's exciting. But for me, well, it's tiring. I get a backache and say, why did I do that? What kind of cruel world is this anyway? What real purpose was there in that? What's the purpose? That's a question a lot of people ask about life, followed by, what's my purpose? What am I doing here? Today, our gospel reading from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, has two important teachings with regard to that question, what's my purpose? The first is this: Jesus Christ provides purpose for people in their work. And secondly, Jesus provided Simon Peter a new purpose, and in so doing revealed God's purpose in sending his Son. Allow me to read the first part of the text again to get it back into our ears, verses 1 through 7. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when they had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come out and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so they began to sink. Well, here we learn about two things. We have some people who are fishermen, and we have Christ Jesus. The fishermen had toiled all night, but caught nothing. Their purpose that night was questionable. Maybe they started asking some questions, like, what good is a fisherman who doesn't catch fish? How will he support his family? How will he pay his taxes? How will he have food for other people to eat? Some of you I know are self-employed. I suppose you can relate to this a little bit. Where's the money going to come from when the work dries up? Why did I spend all that time fishing for clients and yet no bites? Did I do something wrong? Am I in the wrong business? What am I doing here? Is my work doing anyone any good? What's my purpose? Or we can turn and blame others. How come my spouse doesn't make more money? Why do the bankers need my mortgage check anyway? Don't they have enough bonus money coming in? Or how about my kids? Why do they need to eat so much? But the real problem, I suggest, may not be the technique or the training or the equipment or other people, but lack of faith. First, faith that understands that we're not the center of the universe. Believe it or not, not everything in the world is a cause and a reaction to how much effort or intelligence we put into our work. The truth is that the world is full of failures daily. Some of them that are our fault, and others that are not our fault. Scripture says our world is cursed due to sin. That it's in us, and it's cursed for all creation. We have a broken relationship with our Creator, our perfect God. So there's not always going to be fish for every time we put down a net. Farmers are not always going to yield a good crop year after year, even if they use the best seed and the latest combine. The author of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament knew this well. He saw all the vanity of working with no purpose in the world. He summed it up well in the book of Ecclesiastes. He says, "How can one man work and toil, not just one night, but his whole life, and yet never get to see the fruits of his labors?" Then another person comes along and reaps all the benefits. Where's the purpose in that? All is vanity, he says, a striving after the wind. I bet a number of people down in Haiti right now also may think, what's the purpose in all of this? I worked so hard my whole life, and now everything, land, house, home, animals, loved ones, is lost. What's the purpose in that? We as church need always to have a compassionate heart for our hurting brothers and sisters who feel the curse of sin right now more than we do. Second, a lack of faith that even through all the times when work yields nothing, when there's no fish, no money, no bread, lack of faith, a trust that God still takes care of you and will provide for you. As Pastor Buescher mentioned last couple sermons ago, and other times as well, if you look only to the world to determine what God thinks of you, you'll be like a yo-yo or a roller coaster. One minute you're up, God cares for me. The next minute you're down, God's against me. Lots of fish, yay, God is great. He cares for me, he provides for me. No fish, oh no, for Pete's sake, where's God? Where's the love? God's word warns us, don't be a yo-yo. Be steadfast and immovable in your faith. And trust that God cares for you and will provide for you. Jesus says, don't worry. For who by worrying, being anxious, can add a single minute to his life? And consider the sparrows. Has not God provided for them? And are you not worth more than sparrows? God's word is the way that we know that God truly cares for us. In it, he says, believe in me. Believe in my son. Believe that I care for you and provide for you in this life and the next through the gift of my son. In our text today, the son made it possible that there would be fish for the fishermen. He gave them purpose. And in the rest of Scripture, we learn that the Son made it possible that we have eternal life through His cross, through His death, through His resurrection. He paid for the sins of the world. He reconciled us to God. This world now has eternal purpose. God, therefore, wants us to believe, to trust in Him, to endure, to hope, for hope does not disappoint. Again, we note in the text that one of the proofs that we should believe and have hope is verified in our text today. For when Jesus told Simon and the fishermen to put down their nets again, because this time Jesus says, I am here. You have my word this time. And when they did, Simon Peter and the two boats of fishermen let down their nets and found them to be full, bursting with fish, so full that the boats started to sink. These fishermen now had overflowing purpose. They may have toiled all night for nothing, but joy came in the morning. Jesus provided purpose for these people in their work. Likewise, we should find purpose in our work because of Jesus, because of God's gift of His Son. We shouldn't define our purpose in life by the sum outcome of all our efforts, but rather blessing of God, who called each of us to be and to work for Him in His kingdom. Today in our text, Jesus also provided purpose, a new purpose, for Simon. Let me read the rest of the text for you. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down on his knees, saying, Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Here, Jesus called Simon out of his old profession into a new one. By giving Simon the confidence in Jesus' word, the power of his word, through the catching of the fish, after they had toiled all night for nothing, Jesus called Simon now to believe in the power and the presence of Jesus for a different purpose, for catching men. Jesus called Simon Peter into the ministry, whose purpose is not catching seafood and animals for consumption, but for catching men, a fisher for men, for God, using the net of Jesus' word. A couple of things we should note here. First, that God creates an office of holy ministry for pastors like Peter to carry out the mission of Christ for God. We note that he doesn't call everybody to this office, for the text says that there were crowds there pressing in on Jesus to hear the word, but Jesus didn't call all of them to come follow, but only to Peter, James, and John. All vocations are holy and from God, and he does call everyone to a certain vocation, but not everyone to the same work. All are called to be God's ambassadors, those who can and should share the message of Jesus Christ to the world. But some are also, and all are called, to be royal priests who sacrifice of prayer and make praise for our God. But God also blesses the earth by calling some to be fishers of men, some to be those who fill the office of holy ministry, into which Simon Peter was called. Second, we learn from this, relatedly, we learn here about God's greater purpose. God wants to catch living things for his everlasting kingdom. And those living things are people. He would tenderly gather them into his boat, the ark, the church. And so he provides men like Peter to cast the net, to preach the word, so that men, women, and children will be gathered safely into his ark. Now, I don't know much about fishing. Much less do I know how to fish with a big net, a trolling net. I was told this week by another pastor in our circuit, a former Navy man, that if you don't know how to throw the net just right and troll along with it and pull up the fish, that many fish die, that they get pressed too hard into the net, they'll suffocate, they get mangled up and die. That's not good fishing. Good fishermen care for the fish that they catch so that it is presentable to those who benefit from it. In the same way, I suggest that God cares for people by calling men like Peter to go out and cast God's word full time. He trains them how to cast the net, how to be patient, just like fishermen are patient, not wanting any to perish, but all to be presentable to God. This is God's purpose, to have living beings in his everlasting kingdom. To have you and me in his everlasting kingdom. Did Peter think himself worthy to this calling? No. On the day of his calling, he said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But Jesus' answer is, "Don't be afraid. God is merciful. God has chosen you to follow and to catch living things, to follow Jesus and learn to trust the word." God's word, not our sin and our failures and our broken life, provides our purpose as God's beloved. Follow him. Likewise, may we all, unworthy sinners who toil sometimes for no purpose, find our purpose in God. We are not defined or motivated by the day-to-day results. We are motivated by the call of God and the wonder of hearing about the power and purpose that God displayed in his word, his son, Jesus. The word that said, "Let down your nets for a catch, dear friends," I think you'll find something there for you. The purpose of God gets accomplished. Let me end today with a little quote from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. May the Holy Spirit seal to our hearts His sacred word. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise.